overall strategies for success for all of these things, I imagine the number one is open, honest communication.
Open, honest communication.
Yeah.
Open, honest communication, and not just have a talk, but develop a plan. Write it out on paper, you know, commit to it, you know, check in on it every once in a while. If you can't do it independently, get a financial advisor to help you walk through it. But these things, if you don't get control over them, well, you'll look up 10 years later and find yourself behind.
Yeah, you know, you'd mentioned financial advisor, and I'll just put a finer point on it. The folks at Mesirow will help you out with this stuff, because honestly, with what you guys do, you don't know if what you don't know, right?
Right.
I thought I knew, you know, I never thought in 4 years talking about, obviously I know about life insurance and such, but, you know, long-term care insurance, what's going to happen if I have to take care of you and I'm the caregiver? What about those liabilities that are going to carry over from one spouse to the other? I mean, there's just, you don't know what you don't know, and you guys know. You know?
And even then, I know how to respond once you tell me, but if you don't tell me, it's like going to your doctor, right? I can't prescribe anything if you don't tell me all the symptoms.
But you know what questions to ask.
Right.
You know
that's
what
correct.
You've seen clients do X, Y, and Z, and you can help clients navigate around those difficulties, right?
Right.
I think there's tax and legacy planning and healthcare things that we just don't know. I think a lot of us grow a pile of money as high as we can.
Right.
And then we think you're going to flip a switch when you retire and you're going to start taking money off the top of that. And it's so much different than that.
Right.
And there's things that you're taking money off the top of the pile that you have no idea you're going to have to pay for. There's psychological differences and difficulties now, depleting resources instead of gaining resources. There's so much that you, and I know your whole team at Mesirow does great, and we have them all on, and we love you all. But like you have like kind of like the psychological aspect of it that I think is really unique in what you do, Greg.
John, I want to mention one more
please.
As we talk about financial infidelity.
Oh, he's like, I want to go backwards for a second.
I thought this one was interesting,
okay.
And it'll be our last one.
Okay.
Self-preservation.
Hmm. Oh, like, well, you explain. What do you mean?
I'm going to save myself because I recognize my partner just does not have the discipline. Right? So
when you say save yourself, you mean like leave the relationship?
Not necessarily leave the relationship, but if you know that you're in a relationship with a spendthrift, right? That they're going to go out with the guys and they're going to spend too much or whatever. There may be cases where you may feel that, you know what?
You divert money away
from
them.
You divert money to save them from themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that infidelity or is that making a smart decision? Or I guess it depends on if you're telling your spouse what you're doing or your partner.
I kind of will put that in the category of the Jimmy Carter when he was asked about infidelity. Oh. He was like, I didn't do it, but I had lust in my heart.
The Playboy article?
This is like a little bit like having financial lust in your heart. You know, like, I'm going to save us both by just not telling you something.
Mm. Yeah, which might end up good, but it can build on it can build on this foundation of we're not being trustful with each other. We're not being honest with each other.
And I've seen cases where it has created, and you would think that the person would be grateful, but it has created some resentment.
Oh, 100%. I can imagine.
Yes.
Especially if it's someone feeding an addiction or keeping up with the Joneses, and all of a sudden you've cut off the spigot in some way or the other. Of course, it's going to cause tension. So it may be a solution that you think is going to save you both, but it's just maybe delaying the inevitable.
Right.
Real conversation.
So that's one, and I mentioned that one because that may be one where you need some serious financial counseling.
Yeah. Do you guys help out with financial counseling? Is that really not your field?
Well, not really.
By default, you kind of do.
I'm thinking when I say counseling, it's not just talking to your financial advisor, but you might need to go to therapy, couples counseling.
Yeah. You might need a professional in that world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's important, though. Mm-hmm. Now we've delved into marriage relationship advice here, Greg. Mm-hmm. I think we're over our skis, my friend. We'll let the counselors do that. Is there anything else you want to add to this month of couples chat? I mean, you have so much stuff, I'm sure, but I'm going to give you one more nugget, my friend.
It's the basics. It's the basics. And, you know, when we usually talk, we always come back to some basics. Like, one, early communication leads to the best results. You know, have conversations early and often with your partner. They should go beyond just, you know, how much money are we saving and what's in the account or, you know, what are our expenses and things like that. You should be doing life planning, you know. My wife and I share each our performance appraisals. Not necessarily.
Oh, really?
Not necessarily that I'm keeping up what you're doing at work, but if it's just one of those things where, you know, we start to talk about this, and you know, you may want to change your career, or you feel like you need to do something to enhance or get to that next thing, right? Or you don't feel like you're valued, or you feel like you want to stay, or whatever it is, right? Now we need to change courses and plan for it. I mean, I wouldn't got a PhD in my 40s, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that was because we were talking about that. And so I'm not catching her by surprise when we're like, you know what? I know we're saving for two kids to go to college, but I also have tuition that I need to pay for myself, right? So, you know, just having those open conversations about anything that you find important in life, anything that you value, don't be afraid to share it with the other person because you're afraid that they're like, oh, they're not going to believe in my dream or whatever.
Right.
At least have the conversation. Now, your dream may not be something that you all can realistically do, or it may be something that you thought wouldn't happen that could happen if you sit down and you talk about it.
Yeah, I think that when we talk about, hey, be open about finances, we all think of the X's and O's. But you're right. It's about what are your career paths? What are your career goals? What are your goals with X, Y, and Z? What are your values? And I think that these are conversations that aren't happening. People will say, well, we're honest with each other about money. And yeah, you might know what's in the retirement account. And yeah, you might know what the person spends. But do you really know what they want in life and what their dreams are and further aspirations and careers and potential pitfalls, worries? What do they worry about? What keeps your partner up at night that doesn't keep you up at night? So we could go on and on, but I think it's about having a real deep and honest conversation that can spur on other honest conversations, Greg. And with that, I don't know why anyone would ever get a divorce again if they listened to these four episodes. So, if you did, it's on you at this point. We tried.
Research shows that couples who communicate have better results.
Yeah. Well
so,
said.
So wishing everyone a wonderful February and a great Valentine's Day and great results.
And great results. And you can help build those great results at Mesiro, 877 Mesiro, MESIROW.com. Greg, this was fun. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And don't blame us if you're getting divorced. That's not our problem. We tried. We tried our best, people. Sorry.
Take care, John.
Thank you.